Chapter 4. Traveling on. On the second planet, the prince found a very vain man. "An admirer," he exclaimed when he saw the little prince coming, because to vain men, all other people are admirers. "Good morning," said the little prince. "That's a strange hat." "It is a special hat," the vain man replied. "Unfortunately, I never get to use it because no one ever comes around here." "Is that so?" said the little prince, who did not understand what the man was talking about. "Clap your hands," the man said. The little prince clapped his hands and the man tipped his hat. "This is more entertaining than the last place," the little prince said to himself. He clapped again and the vain man tipped his hat again. But after 5 minutes of this, the little prince grew tired of the game. "And what would make the hat fall off?" he asked. But the man did not hear him. Vain people never hear negative words. "Do you think that I am the most handsome, best-dressed, richest, and most intelligent man on this planet?" asked the man. "Yes, but you are the only man on your planet." "Well, please be kind and admire me just the same." "I admire you," said the little prince, "but why do you care?" And the little prince went away. "Grown-ups are very odd," he said to himself as he continued on his journey. On the next planet, there was a man who drank too much. It was a short visit, but it made the prince sad. "What are you doing?" he asked the man.
"I am drinking," replied the drunk man.
"Why are you drinking?" asked the little prince.
"To forget," replied the man.
"To forget what?" asked the little prince, who already felt sorry for him.
"To forget that I am ashamed," the man said. "Ashamed of drinking."
The drunk man stopped talking and kept silent. The little prince was confused. "Grown-ups are certainly very, very odd," he said to himself, as he continued on his journey. The fourth planet belonged to a businessman. He was so busy that he did not even notice the prince when he arrived.
3 and 2 make 5. 5 and 7 make 12. 12 and 3 make 15. "Good morning." 15 and 7 make 22. 22 and 6 make 28. 26 and 5 make 31. "Phew! Then that makes 501,622,731.
501 million what?" asked the little prince. "Huh? Are you still there?" 501 million.
"I can't stop. I have so much to do. 2 and 5 make 7.
501 million what?" repeated the little prince, who had never in his life let go of a question once he had asked it. The businessman raised his head.
"During my 54 years on this planet, I have been interrupted only 3 times. The first time was 22 years ago. A goose fell from who knows where. He was so loud that I made 4 mistakes in my math. The second time was 11 years ago. I got sick because I didn't get enough exercise. I have no time to waste. The third time, well, this is it. Now where was I? 501 million.
"Million what?"
"Oh, you know, of those little things you sometimes see in the sky."
At first, the prince thought he was talking about flies, then bees, but finally the prince realized that he was talking about the stars.
"And what do you do with the stars?" asked the prince. "What do I do with them? Nothing. I own them."
"But I have already seen a king who..."
"Kings do not own things. They rule over them. It is very different."
"And what good does owning the stars do for you?"
"It makes me rich."
"And what good does being rich do for you?"
"It makes it possible for me to buy more stars, if any are discovered."
"This man," the little prince said to himself,
thinks a little bit like the poor drunk man. But the prince still had more questions. How is it possible for one to own the stars? He asked.
They belong to me because I was the first person to think of it. When you find a diamond that belongs to nobody, it is yours. When you find an island that belongs to nobody, it is yours. When you get an idea before anyone else, it is yours. So with me, I own the stars. Nobody else before me ever thought of owning them.
Yes, that is true, said the little prince. And what do you do with them?
I manage them. I count them and then count them again. It is difficult, but I'm a serious man.
The little prince was still not satisfied. If I own a scarf, he said, I can put it around my neck and take it with me. If I own a flower, I can pick it and take it with me. But you cannot take the stars from the sky.
No, but I can put them in the bank.
What does that mean?
That means that I write the number of my stars on a piece of paper, and then I put this paper in a drawer and lock it with a key.
And that is all?
That is enough, said the businessman.
I myself own a flower, he said, which I water every day. I own 3 volcanoes, which I clean out every week. So I am of some use to my volcanoes, and I am of some use to my flower. But you are of no use to your stars. The businessman opened his mouth, but he had nothing to say, and the little prince went away. Grown-ups are certainly strange, he said again, talking to himself as he continued on his journey.